I have to apologize in advance for inflicting what has to be a very dense lecture. By that I mean that the talk on Saturday was the light fair. And the subject is really, the subject concepts underlying a fair judicial system. The thing is that this subject is so central, as you'll see, so utterly central to any Sudbury school, to any community. And it's so deep and so complex that very, very few people give the time and the effort to really go in depth into it. And I can understand that because we have a lot of other things to do. But I think it's really important to get excuse me, to get a sense of its complexity and what's involved in a judicial system. And so that's what this talk is going to be about. It's going to be about the underlying principles of the whole concept. And the key word, as you'll see, is system. Before I get to it, I just want to talk about the first word, judicial, and what judicial means. Because we already saw on Saturday that the root problem of forming any social community is the inherent tension between the individual and the desire of an individual to realize his or her own full individuality, and the need to compromise some of that individuality in order to fulfill the human species' social instincts, which are probably just as strong as the individualistic ones. So we have here, and in here, we talked about this, we have an inherent tension, and that means you have to sacrifice something as an individual in order to become part of a viable community. And the nature of the sacrifice manifests itself in the existence of some kind of sets of rules, some kind of rules that govern behavior, because it's the behavior that's the key to any social system. It's not what goes on inside you, it's not your dreams and aspirations, but it's what you actually do within that group that affects the rest of the group. And as soon as you have a set of rules set up in a community, and we're going to be talking about that at length, as soon as you have a set of rules set up, you have a problem immediately about what to do when they're breached.